You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 26. I am very excited about today's podcast because we're going to discuss some surprising new studies surrounding weight loss. But before we start, let me introduce myself. My name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness for the planet and to help save animals. A plant-based diet consists of vegetables, grains, legumes like beans and lentils, fruits and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. It excludes all animal protein, including meat, dairy, and eggs. Sorry for the podcast delay. I have been very busy making food videos for some of my most popular recipes, including my vegan roast Wellington for the holidays. I always get so many questions about how to assemble it, and now you will have a video that shows you how to do it step by step. So please keep your eyes open for that. I plan to release it the first weekend in November in time for the holidays. So if you haven't already signed up for my newsletter on my website, go to ordinaryvegan.net to get notified. I have also been doing a Facebook Live feature every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Ordinary Vegan Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan and join in on the fun. We have over 313,000 vibrant health and wellness community members. I hope you can join us. I am always cooking up some delicious new plant-based recipes. And although Facebook Live was a little terrifying at first, now I'm loving it. And it is playing an important role in spreading the plant-based message. It just goes to show that doing something that really scares you is a great way to challenge yourself and overcome your fear. That even applies to a plant-based diet. Making big changes, create big actions, and it might be uncomfortable at first, and it might mess with your family dynamic or your lifestyle. But in the end, embracing a plant-based lifestyle will be one of the best things you have ever done. No matter how old you are or how young you are, every plant-based meal you consume not only affects your health, it affects humanity on a global scale, because you are doing something for the environment and for animals. Before I get started on this week's podcast, which I think is just so extremely interesting, I have to say thank you to everyone who has reached out to me. I have received so many encouraging and inspiring emails in the last few months, and I am so grateful that you guys take time out of your busy schedules to reach out. So thank you, Cecile in Norway, who may be sitting in her hanging chair on her front porch right now listening and enjoying a beautiful Norwegian evening. Thank you for your encouraging words. I really appreciate it. And Cindy in Chesapeake Bay, who watched a movie called Food Choices, which I had never heard of, starring our favorite plant-based doctor, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, and now her and her entire daughter's family are embracing a plant-based diet. Congratulations, Cindy. And hi to Julie, who lives in rural Yorkshire, UK. I love that I'm reaching people so far away. And I would also like to say thank you to Jomana, whose kind words about the podcast actually made me cry. I don't know where you live, but I really appreciate your generous words and support. Jomana also mentioned how much she liked our opening and closing music, which was created by music producer extraordinaire Kevin McPherson, who is a musician for Demi Lovato and Lana Del Rey. And thanks to my producer, Doug Barnes, who puts the music and words all together. I am so grateful to both of them. As a matter of fact, Kevin is going to create the music for my vegan roast Wellington, so look out for that, Jermana. Now, let's begin today's podcast called Why Your Weight Gain May Have Nothing to Do with the Calories You Consume. I am not a big fan of counting calories on a plant-based diet because I believe a healthy plant-based diet is the path to lifelong weight control. But I do hear from people who aren't losing weight and they are frustrated. Of course, the first thing I ask anyone who is not experiencing any weight loss after switching to a vegan diet is how much vegan processed food they are eating and, of course, the amounts of oil they are consuming. But some still can't lose weight, which got me thinking about how unique our bodies are and how they don't all work the same. And maybe everyone needs a different approach to losing weight, even on a plant-based diet. So today, I wanted to share a lot of research I have been doing on weight loss and weight gain, and it has been fascinating. What I have discovered is that weight loss can often be tied to when you eat. Let's begin with our circadian rhythms, also known as our internal clocks. A circadian rhythm is roughly a 24-hour cycle in the physiological processes of living beings, including us, animals, and even plants. If you've ever noticed that you tend to feel energized and drowsy around the same time of day, that is your circadian rhythm at work. Your circadian rhythm is basically a 24-hour clock that is running in the background of your brain and cycles between sleepiness and alertness at regular levels. It is also known as the sleep-wake cycle. Strong and healthy circadian function is vital to good sleep and overall health. In the last 15 years, there's been a wealth of evidence suggesting that abnormal or impaired circadian rhythms can bring an increased risk for many illnesses, including cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and even emotional dysregulation, which is a term used in the mental health community to refer to any emotional response that is poorly modulated and does not fall within the conventionally accepted range of emotional response. Say, for example, you are easily frustrated or easily saddened or easily angered. So how does food and diet affect our circadian rhythms? Because of circadian rhythms, there are variations in certain hormone levels, enzyme levels, and glucose transporters at different parts of the day, which affect how calories, carbohydrates, and fat are metabolized and stored in our bodies. What researchers are discovering that changing your meal times could be enough to reset your circadian rhythms. In one study, the timing of the food consumed altered circadian rhythms and created insulin sensitivity. Insulin is an essential hormone that controls your blood sugar levels. It's made in your pancreas and helps move sugar from your blood into your cells for storage. When cells are insulin resistant, they can't use insulin effectively, leaving your blood sugar high. When your pancreas senses high blood sugar, it makes more insulin to overcome the resistance and reduce your blood sugar. So, insulin sensitivity refers to how responsive your cells are to insulin. It also creates the ability to store fat more easily. If insulin sensitivity becomes poor, we have trouble digesting carbs and absorbing nutrients, and we can gain weight. If it's really bad for a long time, the pancreas needs to make more and more insulin because we are so insensitive to it, and it eventually gets exhausted and stops being able to release the hormone properly, and that's when type 2 diabetes occurs. In July of 2017, the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center released a study that reinforces the idea that the time of day food is eaten is more critical to weight loss than the amount of calories ingested. This study suggests that dieting will only be effective if calories are consumed during the daytime, when we are awake and active. It also suggests that eating at the wrong time at night will not lead to weight loss, even when you are dieting. So, besides affecting weight, these scientists believe the timing of food consumption affects one's circadian rhythms. Other research is showing that when you front-load your calories during the day and eat much less at night, you have a better chance of losing weight. What scientists are seeing is that people on diets with the same number of calories who front-load calories to the earlier part of the day lose more weight. They also feel more satiated in the evening, so they just don't feel as hungry. One study involved 420 overweight and obese participants divided into two groups, early eaters and late eaters. The late lunch eaters also ate lower calorie breakfast or skipped breakfast more often than the early eaters. At the end of the 20-week study, the late eaters lost less weight compared to the early eaters, 15 versus 22 pounds on average, despite the fact that both groups ate approximately 1,400 calories per day and consumed similar amounts of fat, protein, and carbohydrates. Another study followed two groups of overweight women with metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is not a disease. Instead, it's a group of risk factors like high blood pressure, high blood sugar, unhealthy cholesterol, or abdominal fat. So this study followed these two groups of women and put them on identical 1,400 calorie weight loss diets for 12 weeks. The only difference between the groups was that their calories were distributed at different times throughout the day. Both groups consumed 500 calories at lunch, but one group consumed 700 calories for breakfast and 200 calories for dinner, while the other group ate 200 calories at breakfast and 700 calories for dinner. The nutrients were exactly the same. After 12 weeks, the big breakfast group lost about 2.5 times more weight than the big dinner group. The breakfast group lost almost 9 pounds, and the dinner group lost about 3.5 pounds. That is almost a 5.5 pound difference. The big breakfast group also experienced a 33% drop in triglyceride levels, which is a marker associated with heart disease. In the higher calorie dinner group, experienced a 14.6% increase in triglyceride levels. So eating most of your calories during the day is not only favorable in terms of weight loss, It also has benefits for your overall health, including your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Not only that, these studies found that these people were less hungry and eating less at night when they ate most of their calories during the day. Another study conducted in Europe suggests that when we eat during a 24-hour cycle is very important for our health and weight loss. As part of the study, researchers in Spain recruited hundreds of middle-aged people who were overweight and put them on a diet for 5 months. At the end of the study, the people who had eaten their main meal of the day before 3 p.m. lost about 5 more pounds than the people who ate their largest meal in the evening. All the dieters were eating the same food, so the researchers concluded that the timing of when we eat matters the most for weight loss. So what does this all mean for us? Here are my suggestions for eating in sync with your circadian rhythms and front-loading your calories, especially for people who have trouble losing weight. Number one, don't skip breakfast. And breakfast should be a minimum of 300 calories or more. Include high-fiber carbohydrates and resistant starch like warm barley or oatmeal. Top it with nuts and seeds. Have it with some whole grain bread with mashed avocado on top and a squeeze of lemon juice and a side of fruit. I know it sounds like a lot, but that is what front-loading your calories mean. Number two, lunch should be your main meal of the day. Load up on grains, legumes, and vegetables. And have a side of fruit with some healthy fats on top, like nuts or seeds. Lunch is now your dinner. If you need some nighttime food, I recommend a healthy bowl of soup with greens or salad with healthy dressing. I know there are many social occasions and dinners we all attend. I would recommend looking at the sides or the appetizers for dinner. They are relatively small portions. Number three, try to get a good night's sleep. Not getting at least 7 hours sleep or more stimulates cravings for high-calorie, unhealthy foods and promotes overeating. Number four, try to get more natural light. In the evenings, 75% of the population are exposed to artificial light at night from TVs, laptops, and smartphones. This suppresses melatonin, the hormone which is released during the biological night and signals the onset of sleep. Sleep and mealtime aren't the only things influencing our circadian rhythms. The time of day we exercise also plays a role. They say that working out in the evening is best for boosting muscle strength and size, while exercising in the morning helps with losing weight, improving sleep, and reducing stress. So I would opt for the morning exercise. The last thing I want to mention on this subject is that intermittent fasting can also be a useful method for weight loss. You can learn more about it in podcast number 22, where I explore the subject with expert Dr. Joel Kahn. Now, let's go into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and cook up a seasonal ingredient we all love this time of year. Pumpkin. Pumpkin seems to be creeping its way into thousands of foods, including beer, chips, cereals. Science says we are obsessed with pumpkin because it triggers memories of happiness. I love pumpkin because of all of the health benefits. It is a good source of two very important vitamins, beta-carotene, which converts into vitamin A, which is a powerful antioxidant, and vitamin E, which is key for strong immunity, for healthy skin, eyes, and even your lungs. A study was conducted about the protective benefits of vitamin E on lung cancer in women. What it showed was that while getting vitamin E from food protected against lung cancer, vitamin E supplements had the opposite effect. So always, when possible, get your nutrients from food, not supplements. Now, here is what you need for this nutritious, healthy, vegan pumpkin bread with oats and nuts. Begin by preheating the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a standard 9x5 loaf pan. Combine 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed with 5.5 tablespoons of water. Whisk that together and put it in the refrigerator for 10 minutes to thicken. Those are your vegan eggs. Next, combine all these dry ingredients into a large bowl. 2 cups of flour. I used whole wheat, but you could use gluten-free. 3/4 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of ginger powder, and 1/8 of a teaspoon of nutmeg. In another bowl, combine the wet ingredients, 1 cup of almond milk, unsweetened or any unsweetened non-dairy milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1.5 cups of pumpkin puree, 1/3 cup of organic applesauce, 3/4 teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, 1/4 cup to 1/2 cup of maple syrup, depending on how sweet you want it, 1/2 teaspoon of orange zest, 1/2 cup of walnuts, and your 2 flax eggs. Now, fold the wet mixture into the dry mixture and combine until all the dry ingredients are absorbed, and pour that batter into the prepared loaf pan. Now let's make the yummy oat topping by combining 2 tablespoons of rolled oats, 1 tablespoon of sugar, and 1/2 a teaspoon or more of fresh orange zest. Sprinkle it on top, pop it into the oven, and bake at 400 degrees for 20 minutes. Reduce the heat to 375 degrees Fahrenheit and bake for an additional 20 to 25 minutes or until a toothpick placed and removed in the center of the loaf comes out dry. Cool for 30 minutes before removing from the pan. That is it. I like to cut this bread into individual slices and freeze them for a healthy grab-and-go snack. Thanks so much for joining me today. I love hearing your feedback, so please never hesitate to reach out to me. You can always find me at nancy@ordinaryvegan.net. You can find all the podcasts online on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. or in iTunes. Speaking of iTunes, if you get a minute, please write a review, because the more reviews the podcast gets, the more prominently it will be featured in iTunes, which means reaching more people with our compassionate plant-based message. I will post links to all the articles and studies I referenced today. Just go to today's podcast show notes at ordinaryvegan.net. Thanks again for joining our plant-based community today. Together, I know we can accomplish great things. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.